Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Authorities in Nashville say they still don't know who's responsible for a Christmas morning RV explosion that left three people injured. And police say they have found possible human remains in the area. This as hundreds of investigators scour the scene. Mayor John Cooper.
We still have a curfew in Nashville and will until tomorrow afternoon. This is an active crime scene. I would encourage people not to come to downtown Nashville until that curfew is lifted.
Meanwhile, people in Tennessee and neighboring states are still having trouble with their internet and cell phone service. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports the explosion happened just outside a major AT&T transmission center.
Most people didn't realize how critical this transmission center was. It's taken down everything from retail credit card machines to 911 dispatch centers for more than 100 miles in every direction. William Swan is Nashville's fire chief and says the buildings damaged by this blast are in dangerous condition.
We got instructional engineers there to make sure that, again, that the buildings are sound enough to actually be able to enter in and out of them.
AT&T says a fire reignited overnight and led to the evacuation of crews. They've drilled holes into its building and are trying to reconnect power for critical equipment. For now, the company's placing portable cell sites around the region. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer.
Unemployment benefits expired for millions of Americans who lost their jobs because of the pandemic. NPR's Jim Ciroli reports the benefits were included in the $900 billion relief bill President Trump is threatening to veto.
The bill has been sent to Florida for the president to sign, but whether he will remains unclear. The president took a lot of people by surprise last week by attacking the bill after its overwhelming approval by Congress. He said the $600 checks it provides to people simply weren't big enough. But the idea of larger checks has been rejected by the president's own party. Congress can override Trump if he does veto the bill, but that would take time. And meanwhile, millions of people won't get the supplemental unemployment benefits they depend on. Jim Ciroli, NPR News.
Coronavirus infections continue to spread in South Korea. Seon Gung has more.
On Christmas, South Korea reported the country's highest number of daily cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Authorities limited private gatherings to four people and shut down ski slopes ahead of the holiday season. But its third wave of infections continued to rise, and the weekly average of caseload now exceeds 1,000. This requires the government to raise the national alert level to the highest, under which all non-essential businesses are ordered to close. The government is expected to announce on Sunday whether they plan to adjust the alert level. For NPR News, I'm Seung Gong in Seoul.
This is NPR News. In Afghanistan, at least four people, including two police officers, were killed in a series of explosions in Kabul. Officials say one bomb was attached to a police vehicle. The attacks come as Taliban and Afghan government negotiators hold talks in Qatar, trying to hammer out a peace deal that could put an end to decades of war. But the talks in Doha have been suspended until early January, and there is speculation that they could be further delayed. No one has claimed responsibility so far for the attacks in Kabul. In recent months, ISIS has claimed responsibility for multiple attacks in the capital, including on educational institutions that killed 50 people, most of them students. Americans appear to be watching more TV this year. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, not only have sales of television sets gone up 20% in the year 2020, the sets themselves have swelled.
Whether you're watching The Crown or pro football, the size of your screen may have seemed insufficient this year.
Here's one for Adams.
During our traditional time for television buying, in November, the average American purchased a 51-inch screen. Compare that to 47 inches in 2018. And according to the NPD Group, sales of televisions 70 inches or bigger nearly doubled compared to last year. Of course, TVs are cheaper than they used to be, and we've been deprived of going to the movies. So giant televisions may have appeared under thousands of Christmas trees in 2020, assuming, of course, that they fit. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
And I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.